Today's meeting between management and pilots at Aer Lingus generates the lead story in the Irish Independent and Irish Examiner. The Irish Times leads today with the line that Army management hopes to be able to expel Cathal Crotty by early next week. The paper reports that the day after he received a suspended sentence for beating Natasha O'Brien unconscious in Limerick 2 years ago, he was told by his commanding officer that he was being discharged from the army and had 7 days to make a response. Crotty is entitled to seek a judicial review of the process, but it's understood that he hasn't yet lodged any form of legal action. There's a picture of Natasha O'Brien on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror addressing a crowd outside Limerick Courthouse at yesterday's protest to mark the retirement of Judge Tom O'Donnell, who gave Cathal Crotty that suspended sentence. Virgin will get slice of RTÉ's licence fee pie. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. The paper bases its headline on reports that during a discussion with Cabinet colleagues about a new funding model for public service broadcasting, Media Minister Catherine Martin said that a healthy media environment isn't just about RTÉ. Belfast Telegraph leads with the 12-month suspension of a midwife in Northern Ireland because of claims she made on social media in 2020 that the COVID-19 pandemic was a Trojan horse and that babies were being attacked in the womb by vaccinations given to mothers. The Southern Health Trust employee also gave unsolicited advice to a pregnant shop worker that wearing a face mask would reduce the amount of oxygen her baby was receiving. The Irish Sun leads today with the line that up to 1,000 Gardaí will be on duty in the capital this weekend since the influx of fans for the Taylor Swift gigs has been classified by the Garda Commissioner as an extraordinary event akin to the visit of US President Joe Biden. The Irish Daily Star meanwhile interviews Eleanor Dunn, a science researcher from the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, who has installed 3 seismometers outside the Aviva Stadium to measure the level of ground vibrations created by Taylor Swift fans. Elsewhere this morning, there's a story in today's Independent about a McDonald's employee from Dublin who lost her €60,000 damages claim against the company for an alleged repetitive strain injury, which she claims she suffered as a result of dispensing dollops of sauce onto burgers. A number of papers give coverage to a finding of the Workplace Relations Commission ordering Wayside Celtic Football Club in South Dublin to invite traveller children living at a halting site adjacent to their grounds to attend a soccer fun day along with other local children after one of its officials refused to accept 2 boys aged 8 and 9 who live on the site to become members of the club. The Examiner has a picture story in page 3 of today's paper about a recent GAA match in Vancouver, which also received coverage on sports bulletins yesterday. There are no players featured in the picture, taken at the Senior Ladies Championship fixture between St Finian's and Erra Ogue at Burnaby Lakes, but there are 2 very large bears seen prowling in front of the goal. We're told that the game was in full flight with less than 10 minutes to go when the bears wandered out of the woods and onto the pitch, prompting the referee to call the game off. With Erra Ogue 3 points up, it's yet to be decided whether the score should stand or the match should be replayed. And finally, staying with the Examiner, from bears to elephants, the paper carries a picture on its back page today of Dublin Zoo's newest arrival, a 22-year-old 5-ton Asian elephant who has just been moved from Chester Zoo. He's joining the all-female herd in Dublin and he's pictured snacking on some tree leaves, which he's reportedly very fond of in Patrick Bulger's picture.